We're good.
Did you ever wonder what a tornado sounded like, Mark?
I hear it sounds like a freight train.
You're about to hear it here in a moment. This is some audio from Joplin, Missouri. Folks in a gas station hiding in the back. It's essentially a tornado is passing right nearby or over the gas station. It's a pretty intense scene. You can't actually see anything in the video. It's very dark in there. But the audio is certainly something that most people will never, thankfully, experience in real life. And I just thought it was so, you know, persuasive that it should be played. Persuasive as in worth listening to.
Compelling.
Compelling, there you go. That you know, people needed to hear it. So at this point in the audio, the people in the gas station have already kind of been hit by some level of wind. The tornado may be very nearby. I'm not sure. I think the tornado is listed as like the category 4 out of 5. Huge tornado.
Sounds big.
And so it kind of quiets down, and you can hear some of the guys behind the camera saying that everything's okay. And, well, things didn't stay okay for long. So there you go. This particular incident, they huddled in the back of the store, according to the YouTube description here, until the glass got sucked out of the storefront windows, apparently.
Some people did?
No, the glass.
The glass.
And the windows. Until that happened, they huddled there, and then after that, they then went into the walk-in freezer and you know, kind of hung out there until it finally passed over. And incredible destruction. 3/4 of the entire city of Joplin, Missouri, completely destroyed by this twister.
Don't we have an affiliate there?
We did at one time. We do not anymore, but this particular monster tornado killed at least 122 people and injured around 750. Authorities said the Joplin tornado was upgraded to an EF5, or the highest rating possible on the enhanced Fujita scale of tornado power and intensity. So it doesn't get much more intense than that.
That's
pretty scary stuff.
You know,
shame on you for making fun of those people, Mark.
I wasn't making fun of them. I was just saying it was the rapture.
Yeah.
One lady kept saying, Jesus, yeah. Jesus, so heavenly Father.
No, Jesus didn't help the 122 people that ended up having their lives taken by that particular
tornado. Were any of them in that event?
No, I don't think so. I think everybody made it out of that one okay. So. There's not much else to say besides, wow.
Yeah, that's really what it's about. It's compelling audio.
But don't worry, Obama's going to come, and he is going to make everything better.
How's he going to have anything to do with it? I understand.
Oh, no, you know how this always happens. After some kind of natural disaster, the president, whoever's president at that time, whether it's Obama or George Bush or whoever,
show up in a some kind of conveyance. And,
yeah, they'll
and
come by
around.
Make sure all the destruction is done, and then the president will come in and tour the areas of destruction. He might lift a sandbag or two for a photo op or something like that.
Get a golden shovel.
Yeah. But don't worry, your federal government will help make things all better after all of this destruction. And yet, we've yet to see any stories. I've kind of been scouring around looking to see if there's any news of like FEMA coming in and setting up their perimeter or whatever it is they do. You know, they keep people out that actually want to assist. Yeah. FEMA seems like their hands are off at this point. But then again, you know, I'm not necessarily privy to all of the news coming out of that particular region. Maybe you are in the Missouri area and you do have the ability to get out and about and to communicate. I can't imagine there are very many cell towers in operation in the areas of destruction. But if you do have the ability, sure would be interesting to hear from folks, because that was where some of the most interesting stories came from, out of the New Orleans, the Katrina disaster, with the individuals down there just telling their experiences of what occurred and what the government was doing to stop people from actually providing the assistance that was necessary after these disasters.
I'd like to see some photos of some cell towers down from this. You know, those big cell towers that have those giant metal bases? I bet that does blow them over, but it would be an amazing thing to see.
The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The Joplin tornado damaged an estimated 8,000 structures in the city of about 50,000. See, according to the studies here, the tornadoes of the EF5 scale, the largest, are very rare in the U.S., but already this year there have been at least four, two in Mississippi, one in Alabama last month, and now in Joplin. They're so destructive that experts say they can turn a house into an aerial missile. Winds during the Joplin tornado were estimated at up to 200 miles per hour. Some scary stuff, man.
Already getting some pictures here of cell towers that have been knocked down in this particular storm and other ones.
There you go. All right, so 800-259-9231. And by the way, you know, it's a situation like this where older technology becomes very useful. For instance, radio, obviously, stations that are managed to stay on the air.
Their towers haven't been knocked down.
Right, if their towers haven't been taken out, they can be very effective at getting information out to people. And also, two-way radio networks are very important to have. We've talked about the value that two-way radios can have to activists, just to kind of have live on the ground person-to-person communications during activism events, rather than having to have a bunch of cell phone numbers and then only being able to call one person at a time. Two-way radios allowing people to communicate directly and quickly without having to pass through any third-party providers like a Sprint or AT&T. You don't have to rely on anybody else besides your own radio and your antenna. So likely there are a lot of amateur radio operators and other two-way operators that are kind of on the scene down there assisting in those situations. So having backup communications methods is very important, not just because of some people's paranoia that the government's going to shut down the internet. I don't know how likely that is to actually happen, but whether the government does shut down the internet or not, it's useful to have these other technologies to which we can rely on in the event of something disastrous occurring. Whether it's a government-created disaster or a natural disaster.
You're not just talking about handheld walkie-talkies, although those could be useful. There's there's these towers that one can put on one's house and then essentially broadcast that way. You know,
that's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, and your average homeowner can probably get something like that put together for a few hundred dollars, maybe no more than, you know, $500 at most, to have some kind of a, you know, permanent two-way radio installed. You never know when it's going to come in handy. Maybe you won't use it very often, but
what are some of the benefits to having it besides, you know, when the big one comes?
What are some of the benefits to having it? Well, if you've got a network of activists like we do here in New Hampshire, that it could be very useful for that. But otherwise, you'd have to have other people that are interested in it in order for it to be really of use.
How far do they go?
It depends on what you buy. Depends on the terrain. If you're out in Joplin, Missouri, where it's likely all
just
flat, you'll probably go very, very far. Whereas here in New Hampshire, it's very hilly. Your range is going to be likely adjusted. So, anyway, just something to consider, something to chew on there as we continue with taking your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Other D.C.-related disobedience news. It's not just the dancing at the Jefferson Memorial that's been going on there, or I guess that will be going on this weekend. But apparently, there's some cow milking that has also transpired in Washington, D.C., and we'll explain to you what that's all about here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its True Cool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can go and you can watch and listen and interact. Our chat room is built into the very same page as the cam, so go to cam.freetalklive.com to accomplish that. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Enjoy it for free.
Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? Take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous, internet currency, and it's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value seems to only be growing with time. Learn more, visit weusecoins.org. Again, if you want to learn how to avoid your dollars depleting in value and bitcoins, well, I guess you wouldn't be avoiding bitcoins increasing in value, but you could avoid the loss of the value of your dollars, go to weusecoins.org.
All right, so 800-259-9231. By the way, it's also worth mentioning there is now the Bitcoin logo at the top right of freetalklive.com. You can just click that if you'd like to send us a few Bitcoins. The details are there as to how you may accomplish that. Joining you this evening, by the way, it is Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Julia joining us a little bit late, but better late than never, so good to have you here. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number for you. In front of the U.S. Capitol, it's a little unusual to see a cow, but in the case of some activists and their act of what I think probably was civil disobedience to some extent, they decided to actually milk a cow.
Political
in
theater.
D.C. Yeah, so an adult cow was on hand, this was I guess about a week and a half ago, to provide fresh milk and a spectacle as part of a rally in favor of legalizing the interstate sale of raw milk. And of course we've talked on this program a number of times in the past about how the federal government and state governments in many cases are actually cracking down on Amish farmers and their families for selling raw milk to people. Whether it's interstate or intrastate, they are selling this product to willing buyers, just like any dealer of contraband, and they have to be a little bit careful about the way they sell this stuff because there really are raw milk sting operations that are going on.
I remember talking about that years ago on the show. Some Amish guy got raided, like, with guns drawn, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Keeps on happening.
Still going.
Now, raw milk is legal in New Hampshire, isn't it?
That's correct. In all ways, shapes, and forms.
So you don't have to skate around and claim that you're buying it to feed your pets? Like you do in some states?
Right. There are several states, at least, that it's pet food only. And, you know, obviously people drink it, but it's sold as just pet food.
Tell you what, the pro-raw milk advocacy group Grass-Fed on the Hill organized the event to call attention to the Amish farmer in Pennsylvania who was handed an injunction by the FDA because he was selling raw milk to residents of surrounding areas through a buying club. We talked about the story when it went down. Grass-Fed on the Hill said that his Rainbow Acres farm is being shut down after a year-long investigation and sting operation. The Daily Caller.
Do these people, I mean, do they realize how ridiculous this sounds?
Yeah. Well, you would think if they realize
operation?
It, you would think if they realize it, they wouldn't do it. Because it would be clearly just stupid for public relations.
I don't think that I know anybody that would be willing to go through with that. Like, okay, your job today is to perform a sting operation on a farmer for raw milk. That just seems a little silly.
Maybe they're telling them stories. Like, for instance, a lot of cops that are very drug warrior oriented kind of cops, they believe all of the stories that have been told about drugs, even though a bunch of nonsense, like the claim that ecstasy puts holes in your brain. I mean, that's been refuted clearly in scientific journals, but the cops aren't reading those. They're not keeping up on that. They're told by their higher-ups that ecstasy puts holes in kids' brains. And so they go on believing that, and they go on enforcing the law as though all of these stories were true. So who knows what kind of stories
right.
are being told to these enforcers at the FDA. Look, this raw milk is dangerous. It could poison children. I don't know what they're saying about
it. I was just going to say raw milk isn't ecstasy, so it just seems so ridiculous to me that I can't. I don't think I know anybody that would be okay with this.
But most of these folks are doing, it's an economy. The economy is as the economy is, and people are doing a job. They realize if they don't do the job, they don't get paid. And everything is done in the name of paying the mortgage. Ian, you told me the story at one point of a friend of your ex-girlfriend's who she was going into the police academy. You asked her right there in front of her boyfriend whether if she was given the order to confiscate guns from people, whether she would do it. And she said yes, and her boyfriend said over my cold dead body.
Something like that. Yeah,
some event like that. And these people will do absolutely what they're told to do.
It's sad.
if you resist in any way, they'll tase you or do whatever they have to do. The Indiana Supreme Court just ruled, and I think that this is an accurate ruling for the way things are in the United States, that there is no legal right to resist an illegal search or seizure to having to do with your home. So the cops can bust in and do whatever they want to you, and you can take it to court and fight it that way.
And fail. We'll get back to this raw milk protest here in a moment, but first, speaking of Indiana, let's go to Sue, listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Sue, what's on your mind tonight? Sue, in Indy, going once. Sue, in Indianapolis, she's gone. 800-259-9231. The Daily Caller's Mary Catherine Hamm attended the rally and tweeted pictures of the cow named Morgan, and it's and belonging to Belleville Farm in Maryland. And
it's always nice to know the name of your hamburger.
Ham also sampled the raw milk, which was milked on site, about which she tweeted, "Tastes like freedom." Liz Reitzig, one of the organizers of the protest, told Raw Story the crowd had been estimated at around 400 people.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. She said, "I hope it translates into more success for our movement and for farmers and everything. There's still a lot of people here, and we have the cow and everything, so it's a little hectic." In a press release prior to the rally, Reitzig called the FDA's actions against Allgeier and their anti-raw milk legislation push absolutely inexcusable. She said that we contract with farmers and we know and trust and engage privately with them. She said the FDA has no jurisdiction here, and it's time we stand together and demand that they stop treating our honest farmers like hardened criminals.
I don't know if the FDA has no jurisdiction. Jurisdiction is what the government claims it is.
That's true.
So they have jurisdiction if they choose to have jurisdiction.
Right. I've tried to challenge
jurisdiction. But that doesn't make it right.
Right. No,
well,
clearly.
But she's playing their legal games with them. And, you know, you walk into court and say, "You have no jurisdiction."
I've tried that. It doesn't work.
"Son, we've got jurisdiction. If we tell you you've got jurisdiction,
yep.
Sit down, shut up, and you'll do what you're told."
See that man with a gun? He's proof of my jurisdiction.
Right. I'm going to tase you if you don't shut up about jurisdiction right about now.
Yep.
I mean, that's how jurisdiction goes.
Right. You're absolutely right. They're supposed to prove jurisdiction. I mean, in theory, by their own rules, when you challenge jurisdiction in court, they're supposed to prove somehow that they have jurisdiction over you. But they never do. I've tried this before.
Yeah, how do you prove jurisdiction? You know, here's a line on the map.
We said so.
We're in
so.
Charge.
That's how you do it. You say, "We said so," and you have men with guns who are willing to put you in a cage if you disagree.
Yep. And I agree with Julia that it's not right, but, you know, that's not the argument this lady was making.
1-800.
That's the argument I feel like she should be making.
Yeah, that's exactly what she should be saying. She should be saying that this crap is intolerable. I don't need the FDA involved in milk in my life.
Yep.
Thanks. I can live without them.
Well, what we really need to do is get rid of the FDA. But at least Ron Paul has introduced legislation that would make interstate sale of raw milk legal. 1-800-259-9231. Whether it'll pass is another question. Do you think that raw milk should be illegal? We'd love to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $120. $29, free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 888-444-6625. That's 888-444-6625. Again, 888-444-6625.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything you'd like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Of course, you can go and learn how to get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world by going to promote.freetalklive.com. There's a list of things that you can do, from flyers that you can print to the business cards, also graphics, custom graphics, web graphics, all kinds of ways to get the word out about Free Talk Live over at promote.freetalklive.com.
Also, if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, he's a big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live, and you can do business with someone who loves Liberty if you do business with SACL CAI. They're the top banner on the right-hand side of our webpage, freetalklive.com.
Toll-free number, once again, 800-259-9231. Activists recently milked a cow out in front of the Capitol building, apparently, in Washington, D.C., in protest of the FDA's crackdown and state agencies' crackdowns on Amish farmers and other folks that are raising cattle, milking the cattle, and then selling the milk. It's okay to raise and milk the cattle, but selling the raw milk, that's
somebody
the criminal,
could die.
That's the criminal act.
So is it illegal to have raw milk your own, of your own, or is it just illegal to sell it?
I don't know if it's illegal, but I can tell you that I have not read any stories where they've gone after anyone who has chosen to drink their own milk.
Well, right. I mean, as is typical with the federal government, it's more likely they're going to pick on the dealers of the contraband than the users of the contraband.
Well,
yes, the milk dealers.
And it seems to be this idea in current culture, the government especially, that somehow someone's activities in general, are separated from their activities for work. That if you do something for work, the government has a much, they have much more right to insert themselves in your life.
Specifically when money changes hands. That's when they're the most interested in inserting themselves.
I wonder if, like in a drug raid, they take the guy's money. You know, because it's not like drug money where there's lots of it. Did they go in and find $50 and take it because it's from milk?
Asset forfeiture, have a case against $2,000, the life savings of this Amish farmer. Actually, I bet they probably do pretty well because Amish people don't spend a lot of money, at least that I can tell, on lavish things.
They are thrifty people.
He probably has $200,000. And so that's a good question, Julia. I don't know. But let's go to you and your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Maybe you think that raw milk should be illegal. I don't think we've yet actually heard from anyone who believes that, but there must be someone out there, someone who works for the FDA.
We had a girl, a lady on Saturday night that basically said that, well, we've got to have this because the FDA keeps us safe.
Oh, Jesus.
All their rules are good.
Let's go to Richard.
Go
to Richard first in Virginia, listening to WSVG in Mount Jackson. Hello, Richard.
Hello, yes. I was just wondering, what's the problem with the milk? I don't perceive a problem. It's What about the melamine they allowed into the country that killed all those pets?
The poisoning in the pet food?
In the animals, right. And other things, too. The chipboard that's put on walls had to be recalled to China. Our government is to the point where it's barely functioning.
This is what people believe, is that the government, that there's guys in white smocks that work for the government that are inspecting things. And this just isn't true. As long as you pay your money to the government, you can inspect your own stuff and just go about life until something bad happens, in which case the government will crack down on you and say, you've been terrible, pay us more money, in which case you just do it all sort of over again. They really don't have any effective inspecting organizations. And the FDA isn't checking over the meat and the foods that you eat on a regular basis, nor is the USDA. They've got very few inspectors comparative to Americans.
So we need to cut that out of government. That's how we could lower the cost. If they're not functioning, cut those sections out.
They're not doing anything.
And for someone to suggest going to court, I don't know if you've ever been in a federal court. It is a nightmare. I mean, I'm still in federal court. It's been 7 years.
Jeez.
I've got federal judges acting illegally. They just resign when you catch them. It's a nightmare.
Can't hold these people accountable. But to go back to your original question about the raw milk and why this is happening, if I may speculate, obviously I'm not the FDA, so I can't answer there, however, what of official bureaucraties they would answer that. But essentially, the real reason is because the big industrial milk providers are in bed with the federal government. And so the milk that you're buying at the grocery store is receiving subsidies, in most cases from, as I understand it, from the federal government. So taxpayer dollars are being given to milk manufacturers, and I think probably their distributors as well. But so there's subsidies all along the line at the kind of the professional milk distribution, the processed milk, homogenized, pasteurized milk.
Not that there's anything wrong with that stuff. It's just that they're excluding other people from competing in the marketplace.
Right. Well, what's wrong with it is that they are getting money from taxpayer dollars, so we're not actually paying.
Subsidies, right.
Right, so we're not actually paying the actual price. The actual sticker price of milk is not what it should be. It should be
lower.
It should be lower. It's lower than what it should be, is what you're saying. Clearly, those interests, whoever it is those lobbyists are and those companies, are very interested in protecting themselves from any upstarts, any competitors, which include your average farmer down the road who wants to sell some raw milk to local customers or even interstate customers.
In my house, we drink raw milk, and that means that I'm paying these subsidies for other people's milk, whereas my milk I pay for.
You're paying for my milk.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
how it goes.
And again, it's a lack of direction. We need more direction in the government. Do I have to go to the War Crimes Tribunal to get justice in the United States? Is that what it's going to now?
It certainly seems like it, although as far as the direction of government is concerned, I would like it to shut down. How about that for a direction?
Well, that's an interesting concept. But then you
Really, what do you want from them?
The feds?
Well, we want to pay our servicemen and women, and there are things that the government does, and we should...
Well, if you want people to go around the world and bomb folks, then you should pay them directly. I don't want any of that.
As a corporation, they should. I agree. But our governments should be protecting us, but they can't even protect the southern border that we have. We've got 6% of the people that come in are Arabs, or, you know, Al-Qaeda guys or something. I, you know, this is getting ridiculous.
Well, there's no, you don't need to protect the border if you don't go around the world destroying people's lives and their families and their freedoms and, you know, their homes.
And putting in illegal governments that we see fit to put in. I agree.
So really, the U.S. government creates all of the problems that that people identify correctly. I mean, certainly there's a concern that somebody might come here and do some bombing or whatever.
But don't worry, they've got solutions. But
what, more of a police state, you mean?
Governments, their documents themselves say that the only governments of right come from a man's consent. And I'm all for the governments that people consent to. I think that people should be able to consent to, you know, the local protection agencies, or police departments, or whatever it is that they do. But they should have an option. They should be able to choose from, you know, whether if I've got a corrupt police department, I don't want to, you know, serve. I don't want to have to give my money to them. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to keep it for myself and use it for some other protection agency that's going to protect me. If, for instance, I want to buy milk, I should be able to buy my milk and not be forced to subsidize somebody else's milk or kids' education or whatever.
Talking about subsidies, aren't we actually subsidizing the poppy, the heroin production in Afghanistan by not burning those fields? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well,
it's
some would say
so
that the U.S. military members are actually over there protecting those fields, not just not burning
that's what
them. Protecting them and running the heroin over here as well, that there may be some involvement. I mean, it's been years and decades, for decades, it has been known that in, you know, for instance, Vietnam era, there were some people that had connections through the military to essentially smuggle, you know, black tar heroin or whatever from the jungles of Vietnam. It's not unheard of.
We've got a problem here. We're losing young people when we're subsidizing the Afghani heroin production, which is ridiculous. And
thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Though the one thing I disagree with big time is to say that we are doing this, and we aren't. It's them. Those who are calling themselves the federal government, they're the ones that are doing that.
They're stealing our money to do it, and I think that that's, you know, that's what he means.
I see. I understand what he means. I mean, I used to talk like that, too. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But believe me, they think of you as them. They don't think of you as us.
They think of me as theirs.
Yeah, that's that, too. Yeah. But you aren't one of them. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun. Based on testing standards, use as directed.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. It's 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we're giving you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. We're talking about raw milk again. It's back in the news because of a couple of activist events that have gone on. One in particular there in Washington, D.C., where they actually brought a cow in front of the Capitol.
That building. Part has to be illegal.
That's what I was thinking. It sounds like civil disobedience to me. I mean, the idea of having a barn animal in a city, I mean, a lot of cities have ordinances against things like keeping chickens and other barn-style animals. So,
and if any city has it, Washington, D.C. has it.
You better believe it.
It seems likely, but then you think about how Washington, D.C. was, say, as recently as maybe 100 years ago. I'm sure there were people with, you know, walking their cows down the middle of the road in Washington, D.C. 100 years ago.
Probably true, but those kinds of regulations probably came up within the last 100 years.
Indeed.
As some know-it-alls got elected and decided that they were going to make it so you can only have dogs and cats in Washington, D.C., or whatever other...
As long as you license them.
Yeah, whatever other approved pets. And, of course, again, this just goes back to the idea that in any way that this country is a free place, that you can have what animals the government allows you to have, and you have to pay the government some kind of a fee in order to have the privilege of having that animal in the first place.
Well, the story that the government tells is it's there to prevent aggressions from one person against another. And I've got to say that a rooster in a metropolitan area is an aggression.
Because of the noise issue.
Yeah, a lot of noise.
Yeah, I can see where
you're
coming
from. Starts at 4.
Yeah, I can understand where you're coming from there, Mark. I think in that case you do have a valid case that a neighbor could make against that. But
chickens, no problem.
Yeah. So they came in, they milked this cow, and apparently it went smoothly because there's a news story here from...
Nobody got kicked in the head.
Right, the raw story is making it pretty clear that, you know, nobody ended up getting arrested. Maybe that's because there were 400 supporters there.
It helps.
Because numbers do make a difference, although there have been instances where it was like, what, 100 anti-war supporters chained themselves to the, you know, the front gate of the White House, and they got arrested.
Well, You know, it depends on what one does. Not to say that I don't support the folks for doing it.
Cops probably don't know what to do with a cow. Really, that's what it is.
If there had been a million people chained to the gate of the White House, then that would have been a different story. They wouldn't have been able to arrest them all. So it depends on the level of the civil disobedience that one does as to the amount of people that one needs. We got civil disobedience expert here, Rich Paul, in the studio. He's nodding his head in agreement.
God favors large armies.
He's right.
So, numbers make a difference. And, of course, it's one of the reasons why we're here in New Hampshire is to get numbers of activists together. So nice to see that they didn't mess with the cow and the cow's supporters. And who knows, maybe Ron Paul will actually have some success with his legislation to legalize the idea that you have to legalize the sale of raw milk in America, because it is currently contraband. It is currently illegal to sell this stuff.
Aren't there some people who claim that raw milk is better for you, and that's why they
Mark
like
drinks it?
Yeah, this is
isn't there an argument that raw milk is healthier for you?
There's this Nourishing Traditions, I believe, is the name of the book. I can't remember the author's name, but this guy's, I believe, passed away at this point. I'm certain he has, and he's got this kind of group of people that follow his diet and believe that it's the right thing to do. And, you know, my wife read the book. She liked it, and so we drink raw milk. I think it's fine. Life is good at my house, so I'm not complaining about it.
Let's go to Frank, listening in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Frank, what's on your mind?
Good. Well, it's an interesting example of, you know, how the government is totally controlling our food supply. And, you know, with the Senate bill regarding food safety, it's actually illegal for people to have gardens and to grow vegetables and to consume them. And that doesn't include attempting to sell them, let's say, you know, a little country fair or to have a little booth at the end of the driveway with the produce.
Hold on a second, Frank. You're saying it's illegal to have a garden? That
Correct.
Seems preposterous.
In some places it is.
Correct. That's with that new. What is the bill? Is SR 50 or SR 500, the food safety bill.
Oh, yes.
And it also will specify with the it actually.
So this has yet to pass?
No, it actually has passed.
This has passed.
Okay. It had passed, I think, in December or January. And what's interesting about it, the people that voted on it didn't even read it, but that's not at all surprising.
They never do.
That's correct. But what's interesting, it fits in with the Codex Alimentarius, which is sort of the UN guide of regulations for world food. And what it means, in a sense, is that, you know, the food supply is completely controlled by the government. And, you know, the raw milk is a very interesting thing. Raw milk can contain viruses and bacteria.
Sure.
But the point is, you know, people should have the right, if they want to cook with raw milk or make cheese with raw milk, you know, they should have that right. And they should also have the responsibilities that if they get terribly sick with it or something, you know, they're going to have to deal with that. But it just is another example whereby we can't even utilize our little backyards, you know, to grow vegetables and things. And
well,
it's
I'm proud
really
to say
tragic.
That here at the LRN FM studios, there is already a garden planted, and I believe that Pete and Damo are planning on planting a garden when they come back from Liberty on Tour at libertyontour.com. Julia, I don't know if you want to admit this publicly, but I've heard rumors that you might have your own garden at your house.
This is true.
Yeah.
Why would
you
not want to admit that? Is it embarrassing to have a garden?
Well, I don't know. I mean, Frank's saying it's illegal now.
Be very careful, too, with the radioactive fallout that's coming in the precipitation or rain from Fukushima. Already in Europe, they're advising women not to eat green leafy vegetables that are pregnant and little children because it actually picks up the radiation. Pardon me?
I'm sorry, what's pregnant? Vegetables are pregnant?
No. Pregnant women have been warned and little children have been warned in Europe as of 5 weeks ago not to eat green leafy vegetables because
ludicrous. I mean, just because somebody in a position of bureaucracy has said, be careful, everybody,
they actually are receiving the cesium and the strontium and the radioactive iodine. So it's coming down in you know, with the precipitation. And what,
well, what are you supposed to do if you can't eat green leafy vegetables? Eat a bunch of processed food?
No.
I mean, come on.
Well, you have to be very careful because, you know, taking the radioactive material into the system will keep it in your body.
How careful? How can you be careful when it comes to eating vegetables? Either it's tainted or it's not. You're not going to know. What are you suggesting? People get some sort of radio, what do they call them?
A Geiger counter. Well, yeah. They may have to have that very soon, going into the supermarkets to check out the radioactive signature of the produce and the fruit.
That seems
but
a little paranoid.
What people are doing now,
maybe a little paranoid.
Serious gardeners are building greenhouses, and it looks as if, you know, this thing with Fukushima is just going to continue. The cloud just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and it goes through the jet stream and circles the Earth.
We're all going to die.
Every time.
Thanks
well,
for the
ultimately,
call,
we all will
it.
Die. But
yeah, much that's true. So eat your damn vegetables in the meantime.
Well, I thought he was saying don't eat them.
That's what I'm saying. Well, he was saying that. I'm saying eat your damn vegetables. If you're going to die at some point, you may want to eat some vegetables between now and then so you can maybe live longer.
You can't get much farther from Japan than New Hampshire.
Okay.
I mean, there's the opposite, at least in the northern hemisphere.
Europe's pretty far away from Japan, too.
Indeed, it is.
So the whole idea that you should stop eating vegetables because you're afraid that the rainwater's got some radiation in it. Didn't somebody tell us that this radioactivity from the power plant in Japan was identifiable because it has a unique signature, but that the levels are lower than the average levels of radiation of the other sorts that are always around?
You're always dealing with radiation. I don't know, you know.
But there's radiation everywhere. So, right.
We've had a lot of people claim a lot of things, and I don't know what to believe and what not to believe. The only thing I know is that I can only live the way that I live, and I'm not going to get all upset about...
You're supposed to buy the vegetables without the radiation.
Yeah, right. I mean, I don't know how to do that. I'm growing the ones that I grow.
I'll sell you some. They'll be twice as expensive as...
Radiation-free.
Right. Radiation-free and organic certified.
Yeah.
And then we could charge five times as much for that.
Swell.
So 1-800-259-9231. But my point being that if you check the radiation of whatever item you need to check or whatever area you need to check, and you discover that this Fukushima fallout is there, it's because it's identifiable. It stands out from the average radiation because it's specific.
It's different. It's got a different isotope or
right.
something.
Right. It's something that you can point to. But the levels, from what I have been told, again, by someone else who called the show, the levels are lower than the average levels of radiation. So this whole fear that it's just so dangerous and so horrible, at least to us here in the United States, on the East Coast, is pretty blown out of proportion. And I believe those levels that we're talking about were taken from the West Coast of the United States. So correct me if I'm wrong.
A lot of land between here and there.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong. At 800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves. Hour number three is coming up. The Texas House voting for a smoking ban. It's Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.